This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have really cut back my flying. Not because I'm scared of flying, but one, it costs too much, and two, is the older I get, the more uncomfortable I am. And I am starting to, you know, feel like if I'm stuck in a position for too long, you start going numb. And I don't want to get blood clots. And whenever there's a delay, and there seems to be lots of delays now, now it could take a 4 or 5 hour flight and make it 7 hours. And I just hate the sitting. I hate the, it's uncomfortable. You know, I had a hysterectomy, didn't need hardly any pain medication. I was able to work actually the next day by sitting. And I did amazingly well after my hysterectomy. It's just I can't sit for long periods. If I sit for long periods of time, it starts to hurt. And so, you know, I'm starting to avoid plane flying if I don't have to. Or I try to, you know, pay an upgrade for a larger seat or first class, which is way too expensive. Since I'm like, you know, my husband's like, what do you want to do this summer? Well, we don't have a lot of money. Let's just drive to L.A. because we're 3-4 hours away from L.A. So that's what we do. Well, SoCal, everybody calls it Southern California, but, you know, which is correct. I grew up, they called it L.A. It was either L.A., San Diego, Orange County, or the Bay Area, then, you know, and Santa Barbara. But then now you will be a little bit more specific. Well, let's go to La Jolla. So the FAA finally is asking for our feedback. And a few days back, the FAA announced that they are going to seek public comment for 90 days on the pitch, width, length of passenger seats on aircraft. And I'm glad they're doing this, but I think they already know. It's just too small. It's just uncomfortable. It's extremely uncomfortable. My knees are hitting. I'm 5'6", now maybe 5'5.5", with my discs. The back discs start to shrink as you age. You get shorter. But I'm 5'5.5" to 5'6", and my knees hit the seat in front of me in coach. The FAA is now reviewing airplane seat sizes. They want to, in an effort to determine if a minimum standard should be established. The agency is going to publish a notice in the Federal Register on Wednesday to seek public comment for 90 days. The review is being done to determine if a minimum seat size is necessary for passenger safety. See, it's not the comfort that they're worried about, it's the safety. The effort comes after Congress directed the FAA to examine seat dimensions in 2018. In 2019, the FAA launched an investigation to test whether smaller seat sizes were dangerous. This is according to travelandleisure.com. So according to Jody Baker, the Deputy Associate Administrator of Aviation Safety, she says the FAA invites comments on minimum seat dimensions necessary for passenger safety, especially during airplane evacuation, as the FAA examines whether new regulatory standards are necessary. Comments should address whether considering the existing regulatory requirements, one or more of the following seat dimensions have or demonstrably could adversely affect the safety of air passengers by delaying the group egress time of an emergency evacuation. So this isn't about, oh, I feel like, you know, my hemorrhoids are going to flare up, or I'm going to get numb and uncomfortable. This is about, are you too tightly packed and stuck that you can't get out of the plane? Now, I worry about that because technically you still can get out of a plane. You know, but obviously the more room, the better. The less seats on a plane, the more room you have to navigate. The FAA's comment should also address how seat sizes affect potential evacuations of groups including children, people over 60, and passengers with disability. Seat sizes vary widely depending on the carrier and what part of the airplane passengers are sitting in. The most legroom in coach has anywhere from 32 inches to 41 inches of legroom available. That's according to Seat Guru. Delta has 30 to 33 inches of legroom in economy. United Airlines offers 30 to 31 inches of pitch. Low-cost carrier Frontier Airlines offers two seat sizes, standard, which is 28 to 31. Okay, 12 inches to a foot. So we're talking just a little bit, but 2.5 feet less than that. And stretch, where the seat pitch ranges from 36 to 38 inches. Even the amount of underseat storage varies. So, you know, this is very concerning, you know, and mind you, I'm not as small as I used to be. I got a little bigger, you know, but I don't notice so much the width problem. My problem is the distance between my legs and the other seat. And also, I just notice that, you know, when you're sitting next to two big adults, they're leaning into your space. I've woken up with shoulder, you know, heads on my shoulder. There's touching. It's really hard to not touch, and I don't want to. And you try to sit all, I mean, for 5-6 hours, as long as you don't fall asleep. So that's why whenever I get on a plane by myself, I mean, I really try to get to know who I'm sitting next to, because I anticipate that we're going to be a lot closer at the end of that flight. So, you know, don't write the FAA saying you guys suck. Don't say that. That's not going to help. But the only way to get them to crack down on airplanes, forcing these seats to be so cramped in so planes could take as many people, is to talk about the safety. You know, what about the weight limits? They are so obsessive about your baggage not being over 50 pounds, which doesn't make a lot of sense, because when you have to take stuff out, then you put it in your carry-on, so it's going on the plane anyway. I mean, it makes no sense. But they're so obsessive about the weight. Well, then, why are we packing more people on a plane if our weight is increasing? You know, they had to adjust the belt sizes because people are bigger than they were since the 1960s. I mean, you know, you have to realize that we have an obesity problem. And we also have people who are older, less mobile. So, and these flights are already expensive. No, don't say anything. The flights will get more expensive. They're already expensive. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon, or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so how many of you guys take a daily aspirin once a day? Because your doctor told you they want you on it to protect your heart. Which you shouldn't be doing. They've changed the guidelines now on when to take an aspirin for primary prevention of heart disease. But how many of you guys take a baby aspirin? Or you take a baby aspirin because you've had a heart attack and you need to be on it for secondary prevention. How many of you take a beta blocker? Atenolol, propranolol, labetalol. You take it because you have either high blood pressure, you have anxiety, you have headaches. How many of you guys take a statin? Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, Mevacor, brand name, Atorvastatin, Rosuvastatin, Lovastatin. And then how many of you are on a blood thinner, just an outright blood thinner, because you've had blood clots, you have stents? Well, if you take any of those four medications, studies are saying you could be at higher risk for heart disease during the summer. Now, that That sucks. All right? And I don't want people to panic. All right? This is an interesting study, but it's something we need to talk about. Nothing to panic about, but we need to talk about it. So this study was entitled, let me give you guys the title. It's called Triggering of Myocardial Infarction, which is a heart attack by heat exposure, is modified by medication intake. And this was published in the Nature Cardiovascular Research. And what they did is they looked at 2,494 people who had heart attacks in Augsburg, Germany. And they looked at it during the warm seasons from 2001 to 2014. And they found that heat-related non-fatal heart attack risk was elevated among users using blood thinners, the antiplatelet medications, and beta blockers, but it wasn't elevated among non-users. They also found that the effect of the medications was stronger on younger patients, those between 25 and 59 years old, and lower prevalence of pre-existing coronary heart disease. They say users of these medications may be more vulnerable to the non-users to non-fatal heart attack risk due to heat exposure. Now, for some of you saying, okay, so you're telling us we have to avoid the heat or we have to get off those medications. No, I'm not telling you any of that. I'm just saying that we got a study and we got a lot of headlines over the last 2 days talking about how your risk could be higher. Now, I have told you guys since day one that our medications could put us at risk for a whole variety of things, especially during the summer. There's sun sensitivity reactions, there's heat intolerance, there's heat illness that could be exacerbated by beta blockers and diuretics and thyroid medication, that this should not come as a shock to you, that some of us might be more vulnerable. The problem with this study is we can't necessarily say that the summer is going to make you sick, that if you take these medications, you're more likely to have a heart attack. We can't necessarily say that. But what we can say is they saw an association. People on those medications were more likely to have, you know, heart disease than or a non-fatal heart attack and live through it than others. Now, somebody could say, yeah, well, what about the fatal heart attacks? Did they help with that? Now, I mean, these medications are given because they have long-standing histories of their safety and their efficacy at preventing heart disease. So by no means do we want anybody to remove them. But I do see the benefit of knowing that you need to be aware during certain times of year. Every Christmas season, I tell you guys about shoveling snow. And I say, look, you need to be careful. Because for those of you that don't exercise, and all of a sudden, the wife tells you to run out there and shovel the driveway, and you are doing that for 2 hours strenuously, we hear of people dropping all the time, men, women, whoever, dying from shoveling snow. You need to have a level of activity that conditions you so you don't just out of the blue go outside and then get yourself in trouble. Cold is associated with heart disease. We see more heart attacks during the winter. Maybe it's because there's less exercise. Maybe it's because people are drinking more. Maybe it's because they're not taking their medications as well. But we do see more heart attacks in the winter. So this is kind of an interesting study, though, in terms of summer months and how these medications might increase one's risk when it's warm. So how do you take precautions? They say, well, take precautions. Well, how? Well, one is you could talk to your doctor, and if the medication use is, let's say, not as necessary. So some of you guys are taking beta blockers for anxiety. Well, you don't necessarily need to do that. You know, I understand beta blockers could also help you sleep. So a lot of people think, oh, it helps with my anxiety, helps me sleep, lowers my blood pressure. Well, that's great. But if your anxiety is not controlled, maybe, switch off the beta blocker to something that does manage anxiety better. You know, a lot of people are taking baby aspirin who don't need to. It's not recommended for everybody. There's risk of GI bleed. There's risk of kidney disease. So maybe, if you're on an aspirin and nobody told you to be, you need to rethink that. But if you have to take cholesterol-lowering medication, you do it. The risk of not is higher. And, the sun and the heat and I do believe we are getting warmer. I know my summers are really changing, although this summer has been really nice because we've had some rain and it has been cooler. This has been, in Vegas, one of the better summers. But weather, climate is changing, not because of my hamburger, but climate will always change. And I think things are tending to be more warm. We have more solar flares. We have, you know, the West drying up, the East getting more wet. There's all these shifts. But, you know, if you struggle in the summer and you need to be on these medications and you don't do well in the heat, and your cardiologist is like, no, we really see this. We see an uptick in heart disease. You might want to be in cooler climates. That would be a fantastic study. If you are on all these medications, aspirin, blood thinners, beta blockers, which is in the blood pressure medicine family, cholesterol medication, statins. And if they say, look, those of you that are constantly in temperatures over 100 degrees, maybe you need to get to Michigan. Maybe you need to get to North Dakota, you know, or northern Minnesota where it's cooler. So I don't mind this study. I know everybody's kind of freaking out about it. But, you know, so quickly on heart attacks. So heart attack risk. Many of us are at risk for heart attacks. We don't think we are because we're like, oh, you know, I'm good. I'm a girl. And nobody in my family had a heart attack. I'm telling you right now, you know, a family history of heart disease is important. But if you had family members that got hit by a bus or got eaten by a shark or had cancer and never made it to their middle age years where they could have had a heart attack, you know, that you have to assume that there's some heart attack history. That's how I look at it. Both men and women are at risk for heart disease. They used to say men over 40, women over 50. Now there's like, well, men over 45, women menopausal. But older men and women are at risk for heart disease. If you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, if you have stress, if you sit a lot, it's sedentary, if you don't exercise, if you have obesity, if there's a family member with heart disease or if you yourself had heart disease, you're at high risk. Alcohol, smoking, drug use, all of those things could put you at risk. We're even seeing marijuana could put people at heart attack risk. We're also seeing short stature, people who are shorter, early balding, early graying, not necessarily an official heart attack risk, but those who bald early or gray early, like below, you know, where it starts, you know, before they're 30, could also be at higher risk. So there's a lot of things that could put you at risk, and the average person will find themselves, you know what, I might be, you know, in that category. People think that heart attacks happen because the artery clogs from 50 to 60 to 70% to 80, 90, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, now the heart attack happens. No. Most heart attacks happen because the plaquing along the coronary arteries break off. When it breaks off, your body tries to clot, fix the intimal tearing, try to wall off this foreign body that's now in the bloodstream in the vessel, and then all those troops coming in to do a pile on and tackle it end up clogging the artery, and you have a sudden myocardial infarction. Myocardial infarction means lack of blood flow to the myocardium, the heart muscle. If the heart is not getting blood, the muscle can't work. If the muscle can't work, the muscle can't pump. It could interrupt the electricity. If the electricity can't get through there, the electricity could stop cardiac arrest. So I went through a lot of different terminology there, but the truth of the matter is, you know, your medicine regimen to prevent heart disease is, one is to prevent the cholesterol plaquing, two is to prevent the clots, to prevent the tackling, you know, to get that tight end, that lineman out of there, you know, because that's why you're on the antiplatelet medication. And then the beta blockers to slow down the pressure on the heart so the heart can still beat. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the country. The National Weather Service issuing a heat advisory or alert for over 100 million Americans from Texas all the way up to Wisconsin. Parts of Kentucky devastated by catastrophic flooding are also in for more misery this week as the sweltering heat is poised to make conditions there even more difficult as the recovery efforts continue. Over 10 million people have fled Ukraine's border since Russia invaded the country more than 5 months ago. The UN Refugee Agency reporting over half sought refuge in Poland, while others fled to Romania, Moldova, Hungary, and Slovakia. Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians have also ended up in Russia. The Senate is holding a hearing on Wednesday to take a look at the rising threats against election workers. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Carrie W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Adam asks, Dr. Dahlia, how much do you pay your medical assistants? I need to hire a couple, and I want to, well, he wants to, he doesn't want to pay them too little, he doesn't want to pay them too much. Adam is not a doctor. A lot of physicians don't really know what the trends are, but they're going up. So for the managers you have, they're you know, make sure your managers are managing, are as long as they are very well well versed and educated on the subject. Make sure your managers are giving you feedback before you hire, because some of you might not hire well enough. So back in the early 2000s, MAs, medical assistants, were making anywhere from $9 an hour to $20 an hour. And a $20 an hour MA was pretty nicely priced. You know, and in fact, they probably wouldn't be a medical assistant. You know, they would probably be an LPN. They would probably be, you know, they would probably have they would probably have a different, shall we say, title and different level of training. Now I'm hearing that the average medical assistant salary is making anywhere between $15 an hour and $20 an hour. And that's now 22 years later. So they're underpaid. For the rate of inflation and for how things have gone up, I'm looking right now at herzing.edu. In Nevada, they make $17.29 per hour on average. In Jersey, $18.23. You know, when you look at that, you're like, well, just make 20. In California, a medical assistant makes $20.67 an hour. And California will always pay more. So that's about a $43,000 a year salary. And medical assistants are always hard to come by. There's not enough of them. They have medical assistant schools out there, but for the type of work they do, and I got to tell you something, being in medicine, what is very, very frustrating for a lot of individuals in medicine is they do a lot of work. And many of them may feel they work harder than the doctor. And they are around people that make more money than them. And they feel underappreciated, they feel underpaid, and it is very frustrating for people to be in a industry and at a job where somebody seems to be goofing off, they come in late, they take a long lunch, they're on the phone, they do whatever, and then they leave early, and you're making $17 an hour, and they're making, I don't know, $270,000 a year. That's hard for anybody. And when you work in medicine, it's very hard to, you don't get tips. See, I love tips. When I waited tables, I love tip jobs because if I wanted to work harder and I wanted more money, I could make it. You know, but when you have a salary and or you have an hourly rate and that's just all you get, you know, it's really hard for there to be incentives. Okay, well, you sell more patient spots or you sell more vitamins. I mean, doctors don't do that. And a lot of doctors don't want to look like they're selling products. So if you're an MA, you get your salary. Maybe you could get a raise, you know, at the next quarter or at the next year. But it's, MAs are it's really hard to keep them engaged. And the real good ones end up, even, you know, going further with their education. They're like, but I can make more as an LPN or an RN. Or why don't I become a nurse practitioner and see patients? And then I could be making six figures. So I get it. I completely understand. Having had MAs and worked with MAs and try to pay them as well as I can, many of them stayed, but some of them, they're like, I might as well go to school. I might as well. Now, I didn't come late and leave early necessarily. I was usually there early on, and I was there before they came in, and I was there after they left because I did a lot of work. So I was a lot more hands-on, you know, but still. Yeah, people, when you work for a doctor, you want to make what a doctor makes, especially when you feel like you're doing a lot of their work. Now, doctors, and I'm not minimizing what doctors do. What doctors do might not appear to be that difficult, but it is. It's extremely difficult. And the liability a doctor has can follow them for decades. And so when they do make a decision and they have to make sure their ducks are in a row and all that, it is very time consuming, not to mention all the money they have to pay back for school. So, I believe a lot of doctors deserve what they get paid. But I believe many people that work with doctors and partner with them are underpaid. And you can't run an office paying MAs six figures. So I would say don't even think about hiring an MA for under $20 an hour. But be prepared that you might have to pay 25 and even more, because in this day and age with inflation and you have a good MA, you want to keep them and you want to pay them well. Well, interestingly, there's an article talking about how rising retail, restaurant, and fast food wages are making it more difficult for manufacturing, construction, and healthcare industries. So healthcare industries, like, you know, are not making more money. I am making the same money per patient in telemedicine that I did in 2019, so before inflation. And when I was seeing patients in 2016, I was making the exact same money I was making in 2000. The insurance companies were not raising the rates on what they would pay us. Medicare might, but then Medicare would say, oh, yeah, we paid you. And I'm like, no, the money didn't get deposited. They're like, oh, we'll work on it. So a lot of these other industries, you're not necessarily making that much more money. So you can't pay the workers to the same degree as inflation. So restaurant, fast food, and retail pay has risen sharply, especially since the pandemic. But entry-level positions like certified nursing assistant, welder, and painter, wages have converged in the 15 to 18 an hour. Fast food and retail often are near and above these other roles in terms of pay. Before the health crisis, according to MSN, base wages for retail and food services were $10 to $12 an hour, but skilled fields were 15 to 20% more. Now the compensation has been really beefed up because these places have been so desperate for people that people at, you know, look at Target, they're already at $15 an hour. And I love Target. I mean, I think but you know, these were jobs where kids, you know, going to high school, it was bagging at Target or whatever. Now these sales associates are more trained and they have, you know, maybe different levels of their titles now. But, you know, Target used to be known for that's where your kids should work during high school, you know, to get some experience, make some money. But it was $9 an hour or, you know, $10 an hour. So these other fields can't compete. Retail and food service jobs offer more flexible hours, controlled indoor conditions, fast-paced social environments. Some kids like that. Other industries people aren't that excited about. You know, medicine. On one end, people have been really, really excited about joining medicine because, you know, they love that hero aspect. They want to make a difference. They want to also, you know, have access to health care if their family is sick. You know, usually if you're in the field, you can at least, you know, reach out to somebody you work with. But on the flip side, other people are like, they're underpaid and they're overworked. Why get exposed to chickenpox, TB, monkeypox, HIV, COVID, assaults? You know, why should I get exposed? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens to some of these fields. I can't compete. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last week we talked about fake food, where a lot of us are falling for it, and we're eating fake food because fake food is cheaper. Fake food is yummier. Fake food is more brilliantly colored in its packaging, and it's more fun, and it's easy. We could grab some chips, we could grab some candy, we could grab a burger at the drive-thru. It's convenient, it's fast, it's tasty, it's fun, but it's fake food. It's not real food. Food is supposed to give you nourishment. It's supposed to help you grow, help you thrive. If what you're eating is not helping you grow, is not helping you thrive, it's not food. It's fake food. Now, many studies aren't going to use the term fake. They'll call it ultra-processed, which is a much more scientific, fancy term. You have the minimally processed or raw, natural foods, and then you have the foods that are, you know, need to be packaged, maybe need to be cut up and sliced, you know, maybe, you know, need to, you know, have some additives. And then you have the ones where it's just 90% of what's in it is fake. fake. It's not, there's hardly any nutritional value. It's not really the potato in the potato chip. You think you're eating the potato, but it's like a potato chip food, or it's a cheese food, or a cheese product, and not necessarily outright cheese. Well, some of you, when you hear us talking about fake food, you know, I added some extra vegetables to my diet. I ate some extra broccoli the other night, ate some extra spinach, so it's okay that I ate the bag of chips. It's not. Studies have found that if you eat fake food, any of it, processed food and all that, it could put you at higher risk for cognitive decline, and another study says it could put you at higher risk for dementia, which cognitive decline leads to dementia. So you're going, you know what, I'm going to eat a salad so then I can eat crap later tonight. It doesn't work that way. You have to substitute the salad and the vegetables for the crap you're eating. And mind you, listen, I love a bag of Fritos like anybody else. I love M&Ms. You have a chocolate chip cookie on your counter, I'm going to eat that chocolate chip cookie. But it's fake food. And your fake food cannot comprise most of your calories. So we're being told by NBC News that we got two studies. One research was presented at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in San Diego. They looked at the diets and cognition of more than 10,000 middle-aged and older adults in Brazil. The findings haven't been peer-reviewed, but they said that if you got 20% or more of your daily calories from ultra-processed food, you know, flavorings, colorings, additives, salt, there was a faster decline in cognitive performance over 6 to 10 years than people who had very little processed food in their diet. White bread, crackers, cookies, fried snacks, cream cheese, ice cream, candy, soda, hot dogs, and other processed meats. They say these ultra-processed foods are making up now 58% of all calories consumed in the U.S. That's according to a 2016 study. Now, the authors of this study think that in Brazil, the share was about 25 to 30%. And again, I don't know if many of them are in smaller, you know, counties or farms or villages, and they can eat more fresh food. But I'm telling you, in the U.S., it's bad. We're worse. And if in Brazil, they found that cognitive decline can happen within a half a decade, you know, to a decade of you eating all this crap, then it's probably faster in America. There was a study published last week that found for every 10% increase in your daily intake of these fake foods, people in the U.K. had a higher 25% risk of developing dementia. So the data is showing that foods that are not part of that Mediterranean diet, which is one of the healthiest, Mediterranean diet has vegetables, legumes, fish, lean chicken, not the dark meat. That I love dark meat, but, you know, the lean, boring, dried out white meat, vegetables, like I said, you know, legumes, chickpeas, you know, baba ganoush, hummus, things like that, and, you know, a very highly vegetable and lean meat diet, you're at higher risk for dementia. So many of you are dealing with brain fog, and even though we've talked about dementia before, a lot of you guys are starting to really perk up your ears. One is you're probably older. Like I am, I got older over the past few years. I don't know about you all, but I did. I got older. And also, I really noticed that my memory is way different. I mean, I can remember people's birthdays, people's social security numbers. If they told me, I had such a photographic memory. Now, I can't even remember what movie I saw. I think we saw The Gray Man on Netflix. It was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't the best movie ever, but it was okay. But I had trouble, you know, remembering the names of, you know, Chris Evans was in it, and then the main star was Ryan Gosling. It's taken me a while to remember things. And I blame COVID, because that's when I noticed the change. It could also be menopause, and it could also be that those chocolate chip cookies, or those M&Ms, or the Bubblicious gum, or the Jolly Ranchers, or the gummy bears, or the things I used to eat are starting to catch up. Your body is treated less than your car. You treat your car better than your body. And I noticed when we pull up, you know, to the gas station, my husband's like, use the 89, don't use the 87. You know, did we change the oil? Did we do this? We really, really take care of the car. But then you're drinking a Diet Coca-Cola. What are you putting in your body as fuel? And I don't want to depress anybody because I know a lot of us are planning on swinging by McDonald's and getting a burger. I'm not. I'm going to eat some spinach and I'm going to eat some white meat chicken for lunch. Not excited about my lunch, but you're not supposed to be excited about lunch. You're not supposed to be fantasizing about what you're going to eat. Yes, it's fun when food tastes good, but we need to change that. I think we really need to change our attitude where if we see a bag, I have a bag. Do I? Yeah. Okay. When you see something that is not healthy. Oh, I have. Look at this. Here's an M&M. Because last week I had a little packet of M&Ms because I wanted my chocolate fix. I'm not eating this because this is old. This is to remind me. I'm trying to do this cognitive therapy where I look at, this is on my own, I look at food and bad food, and I try to say it's disgusting. You don't want to put that in your mouth. You don't want to, you know, but I want to look at a piece of broccoli and go, ooh, and get all excited. That's what I'm trying to do. So, you know, our dementia risk and cognitive risk is, I think, now at a faster rate. It's like life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it rolls. I think COVID has accelerated our cognitive risk. I think our diet has accelerated it. I think us sitting there watching television and being on our computers, I'm not out and about walking in between patient rooms, going outside to my car, seeing the trees, teaching people on the grass. I'm not doing that. I'm doing Zoom. I'm on a computer. I'm sitting more. You can't do that. You have to be out and about. You have to exercise. You have to, be on top of your health. You have to eat better. So fake food is probably one of the biggest public health crises we have, and nobody's really addressing it. And, in fact, it's going to get worse because if we do go to war with China and we do continue to have issues with Putin and Ukraine and Europe starts to struggle, it will turn into a food shortage for us. If we have more diseases that come that affect our farms or affect our poultry or affect our cows and our cattle and our fish farms, it's going to affect our food. And you are going to try to feed your family by adding fake food to the diet because it's cheaper. You're not doing that on purpose. It's just you're trying to make ends meet. You know, I mean, one trick we used to do is, you know, if you didn't have enough ground beef to make a meatloaf, you'd add cornflakes in it or add egg or add something else in it that was cheaper to make it bigger. Can't be doing that. You know, try to train yourself to eat smaller, more healthy meals. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.